Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I don't think we've ever had anything as fitting of the title Caravan of Garbage than the movie we're looking at this week, Mason.
Oh yes, tell me more about it.
The reason we're looking at this is because the animes are back, or they're not. I can't remember. Look.
Anime was gone.
Yep.
There was none
yep.
for decades, and now it's back. In its single greatest form. Dragon Ball Broly, is that what it's called?
Oh, no, I was talking about the bloody...
Oh, Battle Angel Alita. Okay, right.
Which is fine by all accounts.
Uh-huh.
But, look... Hey, look, let's go back to 2009,
mm-hmm.
because Dragon Ball has been...
Whoa, we're going through a portal.
We are.
Whoa.
Dragon Ball has been...
Hey, we're in 2009. Nickelback's big.
It's not as good here.
No, it's bad. It's bad here. I believe I covered that by saying Nickelback's currently big.
But look, Dragon Ball Evolution came off the back of a very, very popular run of Dragon Ball and then Dragon Ball Z and then sort of Dragon Ball GT. People don't really like that one. This is before Dragon Ball Super, obviously.
Obviously.
But people couldn't get enough of Dragon Ball. It was still riding high.
Mm.
So they thought, why not make the greatest Western adaptation of an anime of all time.
Yes.
And they did the opposite of that. They made a terrible, terrible thing. Now, Mason, as someone who's never seen Dragon Ball, you.
Yes.
Did this make sense to you on some levels or all levels
mostly.
Levels?
I mean, yeah. I got where they were going with stuff. I think a lot of, like, motivations
yeah.
and plans and stuff didn't make sense. I have seen snippets of Dragon Ball before.
You get it.
And
people screaming.
I'm sort of aware of... You're screaming and powering up.
Yeah.
I know a lot of that. I know they have to gather the Dragon Balls.
Hair changes colour.
They get the balls. Yep. Yeah, and then a lot of people floating in the air yelling.
Did you know a man turned into a monkey?
No. Oh, I mean, I know that now.
Yes.
Does that happen in the cartoons?
Yes.
Constantly or just the once?
There's a few times it happens. We'll get to it.
All right.
So, it opens explaining what happened in the past.
Yeah.
So, it's basically Piccolo tried to invade and he bought...
Don't show. That's
yes,
what they say
right.
in movie making, don't
but
they?
But then here they do both.
Mm.
And then he also brings with them a monkey. It's more of a chimpanzee-looking gorilla man
mm-hmm.
called Osaru. They attack Earth, but they're beaten back, unfortunately. And that's good.
By people with sticks?
We don't really see, or we do see. I don't remember.
Because these guys got, like, crazy laser powers and
yeah.
stuff. Do you think it was the 20 minutes he took powering up, and then they just...
It may be.
They just hit him with a bunch of sticks?
Yeah,
and he's like,
still a bunch of shoes.
Guys, I'm... Powering up.
Powering up. I need my 20
minutes.
This
is really inconsiderate. All right, I'll be back in thousands of years.
Can you power up before the battle and then walk in with the
good
power?
Question.
I think that's...
I would.
That's worth noticing.
That's what I'd do.
Cut to the present day of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelback are there, but also is Justin Chatwin as Goku.
Yes.
Like most people in this movie are supposed to be teenagers, he's 25.
Did you look it up?
He is 24. Oh, maybe he's 26 when this came out.
Okay, right.
There's some older people in...
He's certainly not younger.
No, but there's also some older people than him who were supposed to be the same age.
Oh, boy. But that's classic American high school in a movie
really
where
is.
Everybody's in their 20s and 30s.
They kind of do it less now, I feel.
I think so too, yeah.
But yeah.
That's because child acting is getting better, probably.
Maybe.
Or more children are being funneled into the Hollywood
yeah, I
system.
I think maybe the labor laws have loosened up.
That's probably it, yeah. And good, I say.
So we get a green screen fight on him fighting his grandpa, who's got a stick. And
yes.
they're fighting on two ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's flipping about.
Yes.
And flying kicks. Very slow-looking flying kicks and such.
And I thought at some point during this, Goku might question why he's able to do any of those things.
Yeah.
But he never does.
Is it standard in this universe?
It's never made clear. Because a lot of people in this movie are very good at martial arts and can, like... leap over a car or, like, you know, move the air with their hands.
Do a chi
or whatever. Yeah. Or a ki, as they call it in this.
Yes.
It's never like, this is insane. It's just taken as a matter of course.
Yes. But does any of that fight look realistic to you?
No.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it?
No, it's very good.
And he's like, listen, Grandpa, why can't I beat up all my bullies at school? I could tear them apart with one hand, he says.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, why don't you teach me to get chicks? Why don't you teach me normal stuff? Do you remember asking your grandpa to teach you how to get chicks?
Nah, he was dead.
Okay. But is that who you turn to?
No, he was dead.
Yeah, but even if he was alive, let's say on his deathbed.
I'd be like, do you want to dig you out of there, Grandpa? Grandpa, tap once for yes and twice for no.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah,
he ran out of there.
He's dead.
I just think that's a strange thing to ask somebody.
I agree.
A different generation.
That's the father figure you got. Maybe he's got some old-timey wisdom. Maybe he's got that old-timey wisdom of like, well, how I met my wife is I asked her out and she said no. So I went to her house every day for the next year and I just asked her out every time. And eventually, she just gave in. And anyway, we've been married for 58 years.
Eventually, she turned 23 and no one else had married her, so she married me. Yes. That was the era. Anyway, so we get an explanation for the Dragon Balls. He's got a Dragon Ball. His grandpa's got one. Yep. You need 7, you get a sweet-ass wish.
What do they do without, like, if you've just got one, what's it do?
Nothing. You can throw it.
That's a shame.
That's about
doesn't
it.
Do anything?
In the anime, you can get less of them and have less wishes.
So less than one wish. You get half a wish.
No, you don't get... You can get more... You can get 7... If you get 7, I can't remember how many, but you get something like 3 wishes. Oh. But if you get like 4, you can have 1 or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, because in this movie, you get 1 wish, it seems.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't think it's true.
So in this universe, you do get a fragment. You get if you gather some of them, you get half a wish.
You get half a wish, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
You have to carefully like word the wish.
You got to word it properly.
You got to word it properly. You'll be like, I like the world's greatest turkey sandwich and also a big heavy weight to fall on my head. And then you gotta hope that the half of the wish you want comes true. And you get a big old weight to the back of the head.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So we get a look in at his life at school. He's bullied.
Yeah.
Probably because he's too handsome.
He's too handsome and his hair's too good. By that I mean bad and weird. Was that hairstyle popular? I'm gonna Google.
No.
No, let's talk about it, but I'm gonna Google 2009 men's hairstyles and see if that is anything close.
I think there was some kind of Noel Fielding kind of big hair going on in
that
era.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, you're kind of Russell Brand. There was some pomposity. There was some height. There was some hairspray.
Mm.
But I don't think
But not in this weird
in
kind
this
of...
weird faux anime.
Oh, I don't know. Here's a picture of... I think more. It's more likely the hair would have been down.
Yes.
In 2009.
Yeah, it'd be like your 30 Seconds to Mars hair or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Whatever Zac Efron had in I'm 17, Baby.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, whatever that was. Yeah. I looked up some of the students that were bullying him. One of them is named in real life called Texas Battle.
Wow, okay, I love it.
He was 29 at the time of filming.
Incredible.
Okay, this is where we get a little bit more of Piccolo, who I believe is the best part of this film.
Because you believe he's a real person?
Yes, I think the casting is really good.
You think it's really a man named Piccolo who's an alien from outer space?
Yes, that's right.
He will not be swayed from this. I've been talking to him all afternoon. He's like, nah. This guy's an alien. That's why he's so good in this movie, because he really understands an alien warlord, because that's what he is.
Exactly. The only thing he's missing is little antennae, which he has in the...
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
And he youthifies in the original. There's none of that. He just wants to come to Earth to get the Dragon Balls. He's killing a bunch of people for him.
At one point he says, I'm going to rule this mud ball, this diseased mud ball or whatever. And I'm like...
Why?
Why would you want to if you think it's gross and diseased?
Go somewhere else.
Go to a nicer place. Where are you from? Go there.
Yeah.
Well, your friends will be green as well, you weirdo.
Now, one aspect of the Goku character they get right, aside from the hair, which is dead on, is that he's not really a good student or interested in anything else other than fighting.
Okay,
though this is kind of... He's also into chick, so I guess there's...
Here's the thing, though. Mm. I think if you were really good at fighting...
Yeah.
And you really loved fighting...
Mm.
Surely there'd be an avenue in high school for that. Like, he'd be on a martial arts team.
He's not allowed to do this. He's too good at fighting.
I don't like that aspect.
None of this was in Goku's childhood.
You're just gonna make him want to fight more.
Yeah.
Let him fight a bit, and he won't want to fight all the time.
That's true.
He might get bored of it.
I love it when they ask him a question.
By a sports car.
I love it when they ask him a question in class, and he starts rattling off about the Nameks.
Oh, the aliens. He's like, the aliens my grandfather told me all about.
What are you doing?
And also, it speaks to the idea that they've just invented this universe.
Yes.
Because I think if he was this... If you were the teacher, you'd never ask him anything. Because every time he'd be like... Maybe that's what he was. He was like, man, I haven't asked Goku a question in like 6 months. And they're gonna ask me about his pro... Okay, I'll ask him a question this time. I hope he doesn't say anything weird. Hey, Goku, what do you think about the history of this nation? And he's like, well, the thing about the aliens is... Oh, I've made a mistake.
What have I done?
Yeah.
Then we get him opening a locker with his Kai or Chi.
Ki.
Whatever it's called in this.
It's called Ki in this universe.
Right.
But in the movie,
is it? But what is it in the movie?
In the movie, it's called Ki.
It is called Ki in the movie.
And I think they've done that because there's two pronunciations, but also... The girl he's interested in is called Chi-Chi.
That's right.
So they couldn't have called it Chi.
That's a good point.
Because then they would have had to do some wordplay and that would have been more work for them. So they just called it Ki.
At the start of the movie, he tries to...
To be clear, he doesn't open the lockers with a key.
No.
Because anybody can do that.
Anybody can do that. But at the start of the movie, he can't use his key.
Yes.
But then when he's at the lockers.
Except to start his sports car.
Yes. But then he's just at the lockers and he can.
Yeah.
He just opens like 20 lockers. Mm-hmm. There's no explanation.
Because he's horny. That's where I was going with it.
Oh, man. So she invites him to a sweet ass party.
Right.
A sweet ass 2009 party. Nice. This is the part of the movie that you actually liked. The fight
sequence.
Yeah,
there's a kind of a, I think it was kind of a fun, I think maybe if it was in a better movie or a different movie.
It's not.
It's not though, it's in this movie. But yep. Regardless, there's a scene where all the bullies want to beat him up and he's promised his father, his grandfather that he won't fight. So instead, he just sort of maneuvers around real quick and then they all punch each other. And I thought that was quite good.
And they're smashing up a car.
Cop that.
They're not happy about it. Before the fight, one of them pours a drink on the floor.
Not even on him. I feel like maybe...
You're just pouring out your own drink, mate.
You know what? I think maybe the budget didn't extend to a second shirt for him.
Or the hair. They got to do the hair
again.
Yeah,
they had to do the hair again. They couldn't afford another 10 tubes of gel. So they were just like, just pour it on the ground.
My favorite bit of the fight, though, was when he skids across the car on his head. Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Great stuff. Anyway, sparks are flying between him and Chi-Chi.
Yes.
They're going to kiss or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Kiss.
But then he has a feeling that his grandpa's going to get murdered, and he is.
He's murdered,
Piccolo comes down and he's like, boom, I'm from hell or whatever I am from in this version of this universe.
Hell and space, that's where I'm from.
Yeah. He pulls the entire house down on him.
Yep.
And before he dies, he goes, find Master Roshi and the Dragon Balls.
Also you're you can fight now.
you're a gorilla.
You're a gorilla man.
Should have told him he was a gorilla man.
Yeah, right?
I think that's something you should know from a very young age.
Yeah. Because sometimes you're a young man and then hair starts growing in strange places.
Mm.
The entirety of your body.
Yeah. But if you know that you're a gorilla man,
then you'd be prepared for
that,
wouldn't
you? You know what you're
walking into. Yes.
So he buries him. He doesn't seem to alert any authorities.
No, I would.
He just takes him to near the house and just buries him by himself. Mm-hmm. But then later other people...
Makes me wonder how many other bodies he's buried.
That's right. Chi-Chi says to him, I'm sorry about your grandpa or whatever. But again, nobody's there. There's no cops.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what... What's the protocol in this
There'd
universe?
Be a bigger... There should have been a bigger investigation.
I feel like there should have been too.
Mm, I agree.
You see his classic gi, though, from the...
Yeah.
From the
it's pronounced key, but yes. His orange key. Right.
And then in going to look for Master Roshi, he comes across Bulma.
Played by Emmy Rossum.
Emmy Rossum. Who's like, are you Piccolo?
Now in the...
Does he say, are you Piccolo? Or she says, I've just written here, are you Piccolo? So one of them asks the other if they're Piccolo.
I think he says, are you Piccolo?
Great stuff.
Uh-huh. Now she, in the anime, she has blue hair, right?
Yes.
But I guess that didn't work in live action, so they just gave her
a
blue streak.
Turquoise, yeah.
Okay, right.
Like every other character in this, it seems she's horribly dubbed by herself.
Yeah, right.
Really noticeable.
Mm.
We get a few nods actually to the source material. We get the dragon radar, which can look for the dragon balls.
Yep, uh-huh.
I think she calls it something different.
She does.
And we also get the capsule vehicles, which is a thing
taken. Oh, right. So she throws a little thing on the ground and it turns into a little motorbike.
Pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they go.
Not a bad effect.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fake that was invented 20 years ago, but still.
Not bad. They not put bad. They included, didn't they?
Yeah.
They go to Master Roshi's house. They try not to make any noise, and he knocks a giant copper ball. It falls off the shelf. It doesn't make any noise, but then a pebble drops, and then that makes a noise. But a giant copper ball.
Yeah, I get it.
Rolls off a shelf.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he awaken to that?
He's deaf at that frequency.
Oh, okay, I understand.
He's constantly doing that, and he's just gone deaf at it. So,
okay, I understand. Yeah. Then Chow Yun Fat appears.
Mm-hmm.
He's fun.
I think he's fun, too.
He's fun in this.
Yeah.
They have a bit of a fight, a bit of a bloody fisticuff. He's like, I recognize your style because I trained your grandpa, even though I'm clearly 40 years younger than him. But whatever.
He was a child prodigy.
Yeah, I guess he was. Yeah. This has also got one of my favorite bits. Is where he's laughing uncontrollably. He's like, ha, 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 my grandpa is dead.
That is pretty good.
And then there's an abrupt end to that. So they decide to work together to find the Dragon Ball.
Z.
Plural.
Yeah. Hence the name Dragon Ball Z.
That's right.
I get it now.
So anyway, they fall in a hole in the desert.
They do fall because they've been tricked by him.
Yamcha does it.
And who's he in the
He's one
anime.
Of the other fighters or whatever.
Oh, great. Yeah,
he's kind of becomes less important as it goes along.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they're in the hole and Yamcha's like, I'll let you out if you give me money or whatever's going on. I can't remember what he asks for. And so when they're in the hole, they recap the story of the Dragon Balls again.
Yep, cool,
which
nice.
It's good to know.
In case we've forgotten, it's been 30 minutes.
I don't think they need to do both.
No.
They, as you said, they're
would
already...
Would you say this movie would benefit from an edit?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Are you going to do that edit?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Nice. That's all I'm going to work on.
Nice.
Till the day that I die.
You mock, but somebody's doing that right now.
Definitely.
I'm going to make a watchable version of Dragon Ball Evolution.
It's impossible.
He's working on. He's redoing the hair dynamics right now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be sweet.
Just make your own fan film.
It's going to de-shine that dude's head.
He's very shiny, isn't he? Mm. So they decide to all work together now, this new team, this team of super fighters.
Yeah.
Yamcha, Chi-Chi, Master Roshi, Shiny Man.
Emmy
Rossum's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. They haven't seen Chi-Chi yet, but they run into her again later. Then they fight some Piccolo monsters. And they find a Dragon Ball again.
Just find one.
Because they're just near it?
Yeah.
Because a lot of they've got the
they've
radar.
Got the Dragon Raider.
A lot of, like, when they're at Master Roshi's house, they're like, oh, there's a Dragon Ball near here. Oh, yeah, there it is.
There it is.
They fall in a pit and they're like, oh, there's one near this pit that we fell in by pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of being, you know, everywhere on Earth?
What would you prefer, that or them searching for hours in real time to find the Dragon Balls, which is what would happen in real life? Don't you want a bit of, it's a little bit of movie magic. Don't you bloody believe in movie magic,
Fair enough. Yeah, because if they did include that, I'd cut it out of my edit.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair point.
What if in the bloody Wizard of Oz, they're like, we're off to see the wizard. The wizard lives 6 weeks away and the movie was 6 weeks long. Movie magic, and now that movie's a classic. Do you get it?
That's a fair point, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they fight Piccolo's henchwoman. She's a shapeshifter. That comes into play later.
It
and then they run into Ernie Hudson's Sifu Norris.
Yes.
Ernie Hudson's in this. I forgot.
He sure is, yeah.
I hadn't seen this in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Why did he do this?
I don't know.
I mean, what else is he
doing? Was he riding high off Oz? Probably was.
Was he in Oz?
Yeah, he's the warden.
I have not seen Oz. Is that worth watching?
Yes, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. But anyway, Chi-Chi's fighting in a tournament, but she gets some of her blood taken. And with that, they clone her. And
is that how it works?
Yeah. No, she clones her and makes a copy of herself or whatever. Remember? She has to fight herself.
Yeah, but that's the lady, the shapeshifter
lady. Yeah, it's a clone copy.
Uh-huh, yeah, I get it.
It's not a clone, is it?
Is that it? No, it's not.
Who teaches him the Kamehameha at this point?
Is it
Roshi?
It's Chow Yun Fat.
Are you familiar with that? It's very popular. It's one of the most popular moves in Dragon Ball.
It's the big fireball. Really, it's the big fireball.
They shoot a big old ball at somebody.
Yeah, I know it.
You're a big fan?
I know it. I love it. It seems Hawaiian, that name. Isn't there a King Kamehameha?
Yes.
I reckon there bloody is.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Look it up, mate.
I will.
Mm. So to learn the Kamehameha.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
It's K. The first word's K and then it's H and Ha. So it's Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Okay.
King Kamehameha the Great.
Oh, there you go.
The founder of first rule of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
There are a lot of palm trees and Hawaiian shirts in Dragon Ball, to be fair.
Perfect.
So
makes a lot
go.
Of sense now.
Yeah. Like, he's trying to use his bloody powers to put out, to light all the torches.
Oh,
he can't do it, but with the help of kissing, he'll do
nice.
It in a heartbeat.
See,
mate.
Horny, I told you.
You're right.
I told you.
I mocked you, Mason,
man
for
will
your
move
beliefs.
A mountain if he's horny.
So the fake Chi-Chi comes in, steals a Dragon Ball. They fight for a bit. It's very reminiscent of Jet Li's The One, where two people fight. The one person fights the version of themselves.
Why is that?
Because Mason, the director of this film, directed Jet Li's The One with Jason Statham.
Well, now I know the one director for me, this guy.
This guy, that's right.
His name I've already forgotten.
This is where we get Goku shot, and he enters into a dream world.
Oh.
His grandpa's like, it's not your time. You got to get back. Chi-Chi.
Back to the future.
Yes, that's right. Shoots some bloody energy into him or punches him or whatever, and he's alive again, even though he was shot. Piccolo makes a castle out of rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Pretty cool.
Goku suits up.
What's he need? You know what I mean?
He wants to rule.
But he's got so much power already.
No, he wants to rule this one.
But why he hates it?
No, because it... Because
full of people that doesn't like him.
Because, that's the thing. Treat him mean, keep him keen.
Yeah, nice.
That's
nice.
Why he likes it. Nice. Yeah. So Goku suits up.
Yeah,
in that famous gi. And he's like, I'm ready to go. They also have a jar they're going to trap Piccolo in. Like, we'll get him in this fucking jar. It's going to be great. We'll get him big time.
This is one weakness, being trapped in a jar.
So Goku...
He's like a firefly.
So Goku approaches him. He's like, it's
like a stick insect. We'll lure him in there. We've replicated his alien space environment in this jar, and he's just going to leap in the jar. Poke some air holes in.
Nah. Just let him die there.
Yeah, nice.
So Goku's like, it's time for you and me. We've got business. And he's like, but didn't you know that you're a giant gorilla? And he's like, oh, no, I am.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think that would come into play again, though. I mean, I kind of knew.
It's prophesied that this giant gorilla will return, but it turns out that the giant gorilla is Goku. An element of the anime that they removed was that Goku originally has a tail.
That would have been a big tell, though, I feel.
Yes, exactly.
Initially,
yeah.
You know? But that would make more sense as to why all the kids at school bully him.
Yes.
Because it'd be like, hey, monkey tail man.
Why do you have a monkey tail?
And he'd be like, I don't know, my grandpa doesn't tell me nothing.
And in this, they talk him out of being a monkey. They're like, you're better than being a monkey, be a man. And he's like, I will. And he does. But in Dragon Ball, you cut off the tail. And then...
So he doesn't have a tail to cut off, so they had to talk him out of it.
They had to talk him out of it, exactly. Yeah. They could have cut off one of his legs. That probably would have changed him back as well.
Oh,
but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Kicking the balls.
There's a Dragon Ball fight.
Kick him in his big puffy butt.
Big puffy.
He's a red angry butt.
So we get some fights. The girls fight each other, as nice. They do in these kind of movies. Goku fights
Piccolo?
Piccolo. The jar doesn't work. Roshi's killed.
Well, he's bigger than a jar. Why did you think it was gonna work?
That's a good point.
Did they hold it up the jar up to their faces and he was a long way away?
Yeah,
and they're like,
oh,
he's in there.
Yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But the thing is about these fights are Dragon Ball, if nothing else, is known for its spectacular fight sequences.
Yeah, everybody can fly.
Everybody's flying, kicking each other through mountains, summoning energies and lightning and whatever, and teleporting and appearing behind each other, hairs changing colour.
And that's the problem with this kind of movie, is because it's an origin of sorts.
Mm.
They can't have that happen. Well, they should. They have to save that for the big finale.
Yeah.
So it only happens once, basically.
But it's such a poor fight.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Anyway, it ends with him doing the Kamehameha, and he shoots it. And
he generates the first king of Hawaii, and he hurls it at Piccolo.
And he just kind of flies up awkwardly into
exactly.
him. It's very poor. He dies. Piccolo dies.
Mm.
He doesn't die in the original. He comes back. He's a good man in the end. He ends up training.
Well, he doesn't die in this either.
Doesn't he?
No, he comes back.
I don't
post-credit know. Sequence. You missed it, bitch.
I missed it.
You missed...
What happens in the post-credits?
He wakes... There's a lady in a house, and she's got a wet towel.
Yeah.
And she's got some stuff for caring, and she goes to a bed, and then she takes the blanket off somebody and turns around, and it's Piccolo, and he's in a bed.
Why would you keep him in a bed? You'd be like, I'm taking this man to the zoo.
Because he's green?
Because he's green.
Anyway.
Or the hospital, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to my new segment. You missed the post-credits, bitch. You're the first victim.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm going all over YouTube with this.
They summon the dragon.
Yep.
Shenlong.
Yes.
They get one wish.
Yep.
Instead of wishing back his grandpa.
Or world peace.
Yeah. Or even just being like, hey, bring back my all the people who died in the last 5 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just bring back this guy I just met. So he comes back and he's like, I'm back, bitch.
That's right.
Just wish two people back.
Yeah.
Or wish for that and another thing, a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
And then you get one of the things and you're happy either way.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, 50-50 it. Bring back this guy or this guy. Wait, bring back this guy and this guy. Crossing fingers.
Yeah, you choose.
Yeah.
It's fine, yeah. And it ends, well, I thought it ends with Goku and Chi-Chi fighting. And just as they're about to strike, there is a freeze frame.
Yeah.
Like all great movies
that
end.
Yeah.
I think all movies should end like this. Whatever the movie is.
With a freeze frame of two protagonists about to punch each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a horrible
Charles Foster Kane in the sled. about to punch each other at the end of Citizen Kane. Somebody draw that.
This is a horrible film.
I thought it was pretty fun.
It butchers the lore. It's boring. It's dubbed horribly.
Old Weeaboo Sunday over here, just hating on anything. It's from the Western world, mate, doesn't mean it's bad.
I think it's...
No, I'm kidding. It is bad.
It's horrible. It's a horrible film.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why fans and non-fans alike, except for you for some reason, hated this movie.
Yes.
Because it's quite dull. It's pretty short.
The dialogue's bad. Yep. It makes no sense.
The fight scenes are no good.
Again, it's a world that's just sprung up in an instant, and so nobody ever questions how we got there.
Yep.
But they should.
They should. Also, the choreography is terrible, except for the car fight, I guess.
It's so good.
It's one of the best fight scenes in movie history.
Thank you.
What do you give it out of... How many Dragon Balls do you give it?
Seven Dragon Balls?
Yeah.
I give it 7 Dragon Balls because after this, I wish I was dead.
Because you could wish for that. I get it.
That's right. No, I thought it was fine. I'll give it three Dragon Balls.
Nah, it's a 1.
All right, well. Yeah.
We should rate everything from Dragon Balls from now on.
I think so too.
Yeah. Holy hell, this is not good. Is there a worse anime adaptation than this?
Look, we've seen a few recently. Yep. I think
Speed Racer is a better
Speed Racer. No, Speed Racer's worse. Speed Racer is technically better.
Yep.
Look, I only watched Dragon Ball because you asked me to watch it. And if you'd asked me to watch Speed Racer, I would have come here and said, actually, I have to tell you, I didn't finish it.
I didn't watch it, and I won't.
And you also didn't finish it, so...
No, I really didn't.
Yeah, so that's worse. Yeah.
Even though there are people who would defend Speed Racer.
For sure.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who would defend this horrible film. Anyway.
Yeah.
We do Caravan of Garbage here every Tuesday, but there's videos also on Sunday and Thursday. We also have a video version of this if you want to check it out. You want to see some dumb hair?
Yeah. Who doesn't want to see dumb hair?
Then bloody check it out.
The best hair 2009 could ever produce.
Absolutely. We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Check that out if you want. It comes out every Monday morning. Good little commute to work, maybe. If you want to do that, you don't have to.
Wait, I don't have to go to work?
No, you don't.
Oh my God. I've been living a lie.
You can do whatever you want with the time that you have left on this planet.
Incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
If you guys have something to suggest for Caravan of Garbage, please do so.
Please.
And that's the end of this episode.
Now, I'll say grab that jam, you guys, because that's what I say. What would somebody in Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball universe, say? They say power levels over 9,000?
That's that one of those? Yeah, they'll say that.
Over 9,000! Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's a reference I get.
You get it.
I get it. I know memes.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.